Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got some breaking news overnight. Politico is reporting that Senate Republicans have updated their last-ditch effort to repeal Obamacare in an effort to win over skeptical Senate Republicans. The revised bill would steer more federal funding to Alaska, Arizona, and Kentucky in an attempt to get John McCain, Rand Paul, and Lisa Murkowski to support it. Despite the move, Senate Republican aides are skeptical this will turn the process around. Much of the opposition to the bill is fundamental, and momentum is everything on Capitol Hill, and right now, it isn't with this bill. We've got a first in playbook. The group Save My Care is going up with a six-figure ad on cable and network TV, urging Senate Republicans to reject the health care bill.
Our colleague Josh Dossie has a big scoop this morning. He's reporting that Jared Kushner has used private email to conduct White House business. We've heard this before. Politico has seen and verified about two dozen emails. Aides who have corresponded with Kushner on his private email include former Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, Steve Bannon, Gary Cohn, and his spokesman Josh Rafel.
Peter Baker of the New York Times has the step back piece on how Trump is a divider, not a uniter, looking at how Trump has attacked everyone from the NFL to John McCain, Chuck Schumer, and Steph Curry, all on his day off. Baker writes, "Never in modern times has an occupant of the Oval Office seemed to reject so thoroughly the nostrum that a president's duty is to bring the country together. Relentlessly pugnacious, energized by a fight, unwilling to let any slight go unanswered, Mr. Trump has made himself America's apostle of anger, its deacon of divisiveness." Speaking of divisiveness, Trump versus the NFL was on full display Sunday, with about 150 players sitting, kneeling, or raising their fists in defiance during early games. The AP reports it's an uptick from just six players protesting a week ago.
Alex Burns has a great point in the New York Times on Trump's clash with the NFL. "The backlash from athletes," he writes, "is magnified because sports figures like Steph Curry and LeBron James have strong personal followings with whom they could communicate directly. They could bypass owners and the news media." Meanwhile, the AP is reporting that a Puerto Rican official said Hurricane Maria set the island back decades. Colin Wilhelm reports that Puerto Rico's governor is calling for a larger federal response.
Meanwhile, Alex Eisenstadt reports from Alabama that the White House and Republicans fear Senator Luther Strange is in trouble in tomorrow's runoff, which could lead to a wave of primary challenges against incumbent Republicans. Nigel Farage will campaign for the challenger Roy Moore today.
Josh Gerstein and Ted Hessen report Trump is replacing his travel ban with restrictions on more countries. They write that the nations facing indefinite travel restrictions under the new policy are Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. Existing visa holders are exempt, and waivers will remain for travelers with U.S. ties, although those exemptions appear to be narrowed in this new directive. One country on the current list, Sudan, was dropped from the restricted roster, effective immediately. Angela Merkel secured a fourth term as chancellor in Germany, but her victory was overshadowed by a far-right surge that put an openly racist party into the center of German politics. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.